And it's on. It's recording, I think. Okay. Eva, hey. This is vlog number one, tour of the studio apartment. So, when you get a break and come down to hang out, look at it. It's kind of empty right now, but I'm gonna have my bed like right there. Is this still recording? How do I check the memory on this? Okay. Well, anyway, I can put a screen divider thing like right here for privacy. The windows are pretty nice. Yeah? And, huh. There's a closet. The landlady said there was no furniture here. All right, let's check it out. What's in here? What is this? Curtain? Shit, what the fuck is that?
Out of memory.
Underworld Travel Customs Log, Number 1. What the hell? Oh my shit. What is that thing? It looks like a flying fungus? Is this still recording? Oh my god. Out of memory, of course. And now there's a hand coming out of my closet.
Where are you going?
Okay. Okay.
Now, where was I? I'm overworked. Someone of my stature shouldn't be behind a desk.
Ugh.
Oh, what is this? I don't think anyone is due to return today. If you're applying for an early return, there will be an incurring fee.
Are those horns?
Are those eyes?
Yeah?
I don't go around pointing out the fact that you only have two eyes. Oh, haha, I'm a two-eyed spirit. Look at me, I have forward-facing eyes.
You have forward-facing eyes too!
Those aren't my eyes.
What?
Never mind that. Who are you, and why are you here?
Well, who are you, and what are you doing in my closet?
Closet? This is my office.
No, you're in my studio. Look. Huh? Where are the doors?
Oh, I see now. You're a human. You'll have to give me a moment. Take a seat.
Whoa.
I'll fill out this document and get your soul transferred to the other department.
Wait, my soul? I'm not dead.
Then how did you get here?
I walked through my closet.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're dead. You're very dead.
I can't be dead, I just paid my deposit!
Also, it's very illegal to die in the UDCO. You're basically skipping all the procedure and documentation. You're essentially an illegal immigrant. Forfeits all rights to his or her soul ad infinitum. Perfect. Please read through this. I'll need you to print your name here, sign here, and give some of your blood here.
It says here that I'm to become your private property without chance of appeal.
Mm-hmm.
And that I forfeit all rights to my mind and soul?
That's right.
Are you a demon?
One of many, yes.
There is a demon in my closet. I don't think my rent pays for this space. I need to talk to my landlady. And there's no signal here!
Oh, I know what you mean. The signal is always bad here. There's just something in the walls that stops the signal dead. Enter.
Is this the UTCO?
Wait, that's my grandma.
Yes, madam. This is the Underworld Travel Customs Office. I believe this is your final screening. Do you have all your documentation?
Grandma, it's me. It's Noelle.
They gave me this card only. My name is, Lucinda Huang.
Huang. Grandma, look. It's me. It's Noelle.
Oh, sweetie. Is that really you? I was just about to go visit you.
Grandma, aren't you dead?
Aren't you? I mean, well, of course, sweetie. Why are you here?
I actually live here. I mean, I live in the studio just outside. I just started living there. I'm moving in today.
I'm going to have to ask you to stop talking to the spirit. Please remember that you're under arrest for illegal transmigration. Lucinda Huang,
Huang,
you are survived by your three children and how many grandchildren?
Three.
What?
That's what it says. What is your purpose of visiting the overworld?
It's the anniversary of my death.
That's not
after
right.
A year, I thought it would be the right time to check up on my family.
Noelle, you should be proud of your grandmother. Madam, I applaud your devotion to your family. If you don't mind me asking, what year were you born?
1967. It was a hard time in the States. It was the start of really bad famine the year I was born. And my mother had to sacrifice my older brother to keep us alive.
Demon guy, we need to talk.
Demon guy? I have a name. First of all, I'm Bub.
Alright, bud.
Bub.
Bub. Bub? Like,
Shh, don't say it.
Okay. Bub. That's not my grandmother.
How can you say that about your own grandmother?
Shut up. That's not my grandmother.
I know you're upset that she gets to visit the overworld, but you can't just cut the line. Remember, you're dead and you're under arrest for multiple infractions. You need to go through all the formal procedures first.
No, that's not... What do you mean? Okay, first of all, my grandmother died 2 months ago. It hasn't even been a year yet.
Aren't there 2 months in a year?
No. Also, my mom was born in 67, and there was no famine in the US at that time.
Don't say that about your grandmother. She had to eat her brother because of that famine.
We don't eat people.
Hey, I get it. Cultures are different. It's all right. I'm not judging.
Okay, you know what? Ask her for her grandchildren's names. She said she only has three, yeah?
Yes, she did say that. It's on her card, too. Mrs. Huang, what are the names of your grandchildren?
Noelle, Tony, Jeanette, and Wendy?
That's four.
Yes, I can count.
My grandmother has eight grandchildren, and she only got my name right.
Is there a problem, sir?
Did you see that? Her skin? It just cracked for a second.
I see what's happening.
Is there something wrong?
Ipsum daemonium revelare.
It doesn't have skin.
Declect, I thought it was you.
Bub, I nearly made it to the surface too.
This is, what, your 79th infraction?
82nd. I tried twice on Bell last week.
And that's why you'll never make it to the overworld.
I was very close.
No, not at all. As the customs officer of this portal, I order you to return.
No! No! No!
Not bad. You caught one of our serious offenders.
It had a mouth on its stomach.
That was Declect. He's a memory demon. A very bad demon. I think he used to be human. Very fond of the overworld.
Is that going to happen to me?
Huh?
Becoming a demon?
What are you- Oh, you're talking about this. Don't worry about this. You did me a favor today. Consider your infractions null. What's wrong?
I'm still dead.
Yes, that.
Are you going to send me to the underworld? Like you did to that skinless guy?
No. If you don't want to go, you can always work here, for me.
If I work for you, does that mean I don't have to go through that door?
Of course. If you're my assistant, you'll have to work with me. Just sign here. And here. Now give me your thumb.
Ow.
And press it here. And we're done. Now you might experience some strange dreams. Tightness in the chest, growths, hair loss, memory loss of color, visions, hallucinations, breathlessness, and or insomnia. I will send a recorder after training tomorrow. See you then.
Wait, I can leave? Aren't I dead?
Did I say that?
You said I was dead.
Well, I just wanted your soul. You can't blame a demon for trying.
What did I just sign?
I'll see you tomorrow.
The hell?
This episode of Customs Out the Closet was written by me, Nicole Tan. Noelle was voiced by yours truly. Bub was voiced by Alan Jang. Grandma was voiced by David Ng. Deklek was voiced by three people. One was David, and the other one was Lado Lee. Can you guess the third person? Special thanks to Kevin Milbauer and Teddy Cuidado, and a very special thanks to my little cousins, who provided their voices to the sound of the underworld. They're 8 and almost 9. I'm sure they know what the underworld sounds like. The intro music, The Confrontation, and the outro music, The Gal, were both composed by Paddington Bear. You can find and hear more of Paddington Bear's work at soundofpicture.com. And remember, don't look in your closet.
Hey Noelle, I just got around to watching your video. It looks like you picked a pretty great studio. So, what was in your closet? Moths? Oh, I sent you a housewarming gift, so keep an eye on the mail. I'll visit you soon, promise.